You have one chance with brakes and that's it. You mess up. You either kill somebody or you kill yourself. I do not recommend brakes, steering, shocks, anything safety related to be performed by yourself. No. How much is your life worth? How much is that little boy's life worth that you might kill? Think about that. Once you take a life, there is no coming back for a second chance. You got one chance and that's it. Don't take a chance. Spend the money. Get it done right. It's like trying to fly an airplane and you don't know how to fly it. No, I don't think so. Wrong already. Okay, who's next?
We have Elton on the line.
Hi, Elton.
Hey, hi, George.
What's up?
I was guessing the trivia for 1971.
Call us back and try again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, you got it right.
You got them right.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow. Easy question.
Easy question, yeah. What the heck was the question?
When did they stop processing sugar?
Oh. Okay, what was the mongoose's name?
What mongoose?
From Kahuku Sugar Mill.
I don't know.
Hey!
Didn't know they had one.
Next trivia question.
Okay. Okay, congratulations, Elton.
Hey, thanks, George.
Okay. Okay, I recommend using the Shell 92 octane gas or Tesoro, either one. Okay? The rest of them, I don't recommend. Just the Shell. And try it, folks. Take a chance and try it. You're not going to be sorry. You're going to get fantastic gas mileage. The savings is unreal. Okay? Top that off with 2 gallons of ethanol. And boy, you got something. Really. I mean, this is really good stuff. You try it. You want to save money? You try it. It's 20 cents a gallon difference from the cheap gas. But the amount of gain you're going to get in mileage is far more than 20 cents. Okay? Here's another update for you. I got a lot of updates today. Go check if you have a time. The gallons of gas coming out. A lot of the pumps at the stations do not pump a full gallon. It pumps less. Now, Wendell Murakami from the state wage and measures told me they don't have the time to go check it. Now, what's up with that, folks? Huh? Aren't we paying him enough to go find a way to check it? At least spot check or something? You know, I asked him, who puts the sticker on the pump? He said, oh, we do, but then why can't you check the gallonage? Oh, because we're short-handed. Huh? I don't get it. Anyway, you think about that. We're getting short-change on gas. They're going up on gas prices again. And the knife is going in all back. Slower, but it's going in. We're going to be expecting to see $5 soon. So, whatever. Okay? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Now, the Nifty 50s and 60s Oldies Bash for 2011 is coming back. Okay? Popular demand. Everybody want it. It's coming back on October 14th, that's a Friday night, at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to midnight. It's a wonderful bash. Good food. The food is wonderful. The music is out of this world. As you know, the 50s and 60s was the best music. I don't know about now. But anyway, you can go on the internet to get registered. You go on niftyoldiesbash.net. niftyoldiesbash.net. Or you can call Wendell Kwan at 239-5360 or Diane Yoshida at 834-1256. If you missed it last year, you better register early this year because there's a limit to space, okay? Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Anthony from Eva.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, I was just wondering if all your tips are on a website because
no.
I just turned on the car and I heard something about, I was putting gas actually and I heard something about topping off with 2 gallons of something and then I was curious what was the tip.
Ethanol.
So put 2 gallons of ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you put regular first and then...
Premium gas only.
Okay.
Because the regular gas, when we test it, is far, far below minimum octane that any car, lawnmower, or weed whacker can run.
Oh, okay.
See, 87 is your minimum. There is no such thing as an 87.
Oh, I see.
The only gas above the minimum is the Shell 92.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Only Shell and Tesoro.
All right.
The rest of them is far below.
It's a good tip. I'll try that on next time I put gas.
Yeah, you're going to be surprised.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Is but you time? Didn't tell him where to get the ethanol from.
Oh, that's the hard part. They got to go figure it out now.
Oh, no. Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing good. How's everything with you?
Well, not too bad.
You know, you were just talking about this, and I don't know, a psychic friend sent me on a mission, but the other day I'm filling up gas, and I'm looking around, and I see this little sticker that I hadn't noticed before in the pump. And you know what you were just talking about? The sticker says the energy volume and amount per gallon will vary depending on the time of day that you pump gas. So there's no guarantee that the gallon is going to be the gallon. is what basically what it says. And I was like, you have to be kidding me. They have this disclaimer on there, so when you go back, they'll just go, oh, no, look, there's a fine print right there. You didn't read it.
I told you.
So, yeah, well.
They not only rip us off with the price, they rip us off on the amount.
Yeah, but, you know, other people could check it. Like I say, don't take my word for it. Look on it. On the pump, there is the disclaimer about the volume and the amount of energy per gallon.
So what I did, Bob, is I filled up a 5-gallon jug of gas for a customer's car.
Right.
And I look at the pump, and it says almost 6 gallons, and my jug is only 5-gallon maximum.
Oh, woo. Well, there you go. Well, you know, you could tell Neil about it because he's trying to get rid of everybody now. You heard what he did to the stadium, folks. Just send him a letter. I know you don't have to quit, but I'd appreciate it if you left. So anyway, on that note, we'll talk to you next week. As always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. So anyway, up to you, folks. Your money, your gas, your car. Use the premium gas from Shell and put in 2 gallons of ethanol. See the difference. Try it. Okay? Father's Day is tomorrow. So happy Father's Day to all you dads. I know the dads, you get less affection from the kids because kids all go to mom. But anyway, happy Father's Day, Dad. And a nice place to take Dad, a good place, is Trot House. Trot House is a wonderful place. Nice restaurant, great food. Trot House next to the Ilikai. Okay? So, go check it out. On the rail, I've yet to see a private company take it on as a project. You think any private investor would invest in the rail? I don't think so, because it's a losing proposition, folks. No way. So why is the city taking it over or the state doing it? Good question. Gas prices are going up. Gas octane's going down. Gas amount is also going down. So, pay attention. Who's next?
Okay, we've got Rob from Ina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
What's up?
George, this one is really interesting. This past week, the government took away the tax credit for ethanol. You know, in other words, no more tax credit for all of the producers, which, you know, Georgia, those are all the producers in the Midwest that have cornfields. So they took away their tax credit. My question is, I wonder how much that's going to affect their business, yeah? Because they're the ones that have been producing the ethanol that the states, individual states, have mandated to put the ethanol into the gas provided at the pumps, right?
Right.
So if the federal government has taken away the tax credit, I wonder, seriously, George, I wonder how that's going to go down the line, right?
Well, I tell you, Rob, most of those refineries in America are going right on the doorstep of Chapter 11. They are going bankrupt, and the reason they're going bankrupt is because the oil companies in America bring the ethanol in from Brazil. You know that? You see, these ethanol refineries did it all wrong. And we don't want to do it wrong in Hawaii either. You need to have the refinery and also have your own service stations. How in the world are you going to sell ethanol without your own service station? You're depending on the oil company to do it? No way, Jose. The oil company is not going to cut his own throat. then this is the way they need to do it. They need to have the ag land, the refinery, and the retail end all in one. That's the same thing the oil companies do. They have the oil wells, they have the refinery, and they have the service station.
And the money.
Yeah. That's right. Do you know how much Hawaii spends to bring in ethanol every year? $9 billion. How come we don't keep it here and make it with our own sugar cane? What's up with that?
Yeah, George, that's why I'm glad that we continue talking about this as being such an isolated state, so dependent. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so appreciative.
I don't get it, Rob. Why do we spend $9 billion a year to Brazil when we can hold that money here and give local people the job?
No. That,
I don't know.
And then why does the Governor Lolo, yeah? I mean...
Where's his brains?
Well, George, I looked up, I heard somebody talking about, you know, the president is a socialist, and I looked it up in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, and I read it, and I'm not going to read the definition for all of you out there. I don't have a computer. I don't depend on a computer, but I do have a dictionary because that's the way I was raised. But anybody can Google up the word socialist. Just go look it up. You will blow your mind at what the definition of socialist is. And I'm not going to say it, George. I want people to go and look up the word, what the definition is.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. You'll just go, oh, I saw, now I see.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody sort of thinks they know, or, you know, and overlooks it. Nah, go check it out. The definition of that word.
Mm. Okay.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, who's next?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George. Hi. Real quick on the rail. This past Wednesday, I went to Eva. Tom Berg City Council had a meeting with Panos Vaderos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2.5 hours long, a lot of headers at first, but he gave all kind of data on it and why it should not be built and, you know, everything else. But what was eye-opener, and he gave a pamphlet to everybody who came in. Well, it's 100-plus attendance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a real good eye-opener for anybody who taxpayers in Hawaii about mm-hmm. how we're going to be drained from our grandkids to our great-grandkids, you know, the cost of that big monstrosis rail. So
mm-hmm.
it was really good. I was hoping he would have one in town. Like, I live in Kailua, so it's a long drive going to Ewa Beach, but it was good, you know, seeing the development of that place, Fort River Road and all that stuff. So
mm-hmm.
On a second topic, there's a lot of mail-in cars with mail-in plates that drive around. They don't have a safety check, or, you know, that blue sticker on the bumper that says Department of Transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they get in.
It's very simple. They go to Matson or Horizon, correct, pick okay. up the car, and they drive along.
Oh, I thought you had to, you know, get a PIF sticker, you know, to yeah. get the blue sticker and stuff.
But nobody's enforcing it.
Wow, yes, a lot of wasted money.
Yeah, lots.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, 808-296-5467. Let's hear some people from Kona side on the Big Island. They like to hear how the weather is there and their feelings of a racetrack in Kona. 808-296-5467. Okay? Yeah, next week... Well, not next week, the 27th, I will be in Hilo doing a race, and it's called a jackpot race. $25 into the pot, and you race for the money. You have to join a league. After you're in the league, the rules are If you're caught speeding 20 miles over the speed limit, you are pulled for life. You cannot run for the jackpot again. If you're caught racing on the road, same thing. You're pulled for life. You cannot run for the jackpot again. If you're caught for DUI, you can never run for the money again. If you have 100 cars at $25 a head, that's $2,500. A lot of money. So we're going to start the first race on the 27th of this month. I started pro gas racing throughout the state of Hawaii in the 70s and also the junior drag racing. And I think it's time to change into what is called jackpot racing and stricter rules. So at the racetrack, we'll have a blue and white police car. They come, the racers come in and check in. They scan the license. And if there's a red flag and the date is after the check-in, after the sign-up of the league, they're scratched. I presented that on Memorial Day to the racers, and they got kind of excited about the idea. And there was one guy that raised his hand and said, "Is there any second chance?" And I told him, "The person you kill, does he have a second chance?" No. So that's why it's first offense, you're out. Can never come back and run for the money again. The money can go up in the thousands and thousands of dollars. And I know this should entice people to drive carefully. Okay? Another thing that I see a lot is a lot of people are trying to save their headlights by not turning it on. You got to turn it on, folks. Senior citizens cannot see you with your lights off. And talking about senior citizens, we still offer free safety checks to senior citizens. Free safety checks. Senior citizens is 65 and older. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, you can talk about whatever. It doesn't have to be about ethanol, car repairs, whatever. We're flexible. This radio show is supposed to be all about cars, but we move around. Okay? Tax to seniors. Now, folks, I know this is not automotive, but this really, really gets me wound up. How can people tax the seniors that are retired? How can they do that? I mean, why don't they say at election time, "Vote for me, folks, because I'm going to take away the senior, I'm going to tax the seniors up the yin yang so they become homeless." How's that? I wonder how many people get voted in. This is really bad. They beat up on the children and they beat up on the seniors. What's up with this? Isn't the last time I saw this was still Hawaii? Is it changed? What do you think, Chaz? Did it change? No? Okay. Maybe I'm on the wrong place then. I'm probably on Kahoolawe. Anyway. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a question, comment, whatever. And to that guy that wants to do a brake job, please, don't try it yourself.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself. The way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the phone?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. First, I have a question then. But, you know, when I filled some gasoline, some of it spilled right under the outside. Do I have to clean it?
Clean what?
The car.
You should wipe it.
I mean, it dried up.
Oh, then it's okay.
I mean, by the time I got home, it was dried up, I think.
How did you do that?
Because
you were pulling the trigger too much.
No, I take your advice and I pull it very slowly, but I have to get rid of all the mothballs that I bought. And so I had put some mothballs and I think it got stuck because the balls got stuck with the...
Oh, so the gas backed up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have to worry, it dried up, so...
It's okay.
Underneath the car or
no.
Whatever.
No.
Okay, no need to wipe it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I did go to the Thomberg Eva Beach town hall meeting.
Uh-huh.
And he gave a thick 1/4 inch updated information packet to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And some people who were unruly during the question and answer at the last hour, or people who were in line, didn't want to follow instructions. He handled all of these people very well. I think he's a very integrous person. And I didn't know until I got there that Panos was going to be presenting, but his updated information was very useful. So I think everybody should get updated information. And I think Panos has a website.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were asking if there's a website or whatever. So I think Tom Berg is going to be putting it up on his website.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three people, especially that there was an engineer who said that Panos is a worldwide respected engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a UH grad student, I don't know if it's traffic or transportation or something like that, that's his specialty. He did a project and about light rail, among the, what you call, the light rail was the most positive among some.
You know, excuse me, but this is, let me tell you what this French guy consultant said back in the 70s. And this makes sense. You think about it. If everybody jumped on a rail, or half jumped on a rail, and there was no traffic on the freeway, how many would still run the rail? They would be right back on the freeway.
Sure.
So his saying is, for every 100 cars you take off the freeway, 100 more will take his place.
That's right. Probably.
So,
Panos has not, he doesn't have only one panacea. He has about 5 or 6 different ideas, different avenues for people to transport themselves.
The thing with the transportation, the French guy had said, is Hawaii is a special place. People have two jobs. People have to take the children to school, this, that, and everything else. So that's why they need their own car.
That's right.
The other thing, and it's on the books, you can go check. All unregistered vehicles impounded.
Mm-hmm.
Over 400,000 vehicles on Oahu
mm-hmm.
is unregistered.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need a rail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Free.
Did you tell Panos that?
Yeah, he knows. I told him back in, when was that? When he ran for mayor. I had a meeting with him and I told him that. And he avoid the question. But that's the easiest thing, and it's not being enforced. Instead, they enforce seatbelt law. God. Anyway, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, who's next?
We have Jack the Joker.
Jack the Joker?
Hey, how's it, George?
Hey.
Hey, how's it? I used to call you on the other station, and I think I just told you on cute little joke just to put some humor in your show, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, George, you know what they call boomerang that no come back?
What's that?
On stick. All right, bye. Have a good day. I love to you guys, and you know, George for president. Bye.
Thanks. Wow, that's a good one. What you call a boomerang that don't come back, a stick. Yeah.
Okay, we have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. How's it going?
Okay.
I wanted to ask you about my car first. I had mentioned a while back about my power steering seems to be circulating a lot. And you had mentioned something about a valve that might be sticking or something.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the name of the valve.
It's a flow valve.
What's that?
A flow valve.
Flow valve. And where would it be located?
It's in the power steering power pressure line on the pump.
Okay. It's located down by the pump, the valve then?
Yeah, it's on the pump where the pressure line screws into.
Okay. And I have a comment that I really was shocked to hear yesterday. And I'm wondering if anybody else heard it. I didn't hear it on the regular news. I think I heard it on the radio. But what I heard is that Osama bin Laden, that a judge in the mainland, threw out the charges against Osama bin Laden, that so he was not charged anymore with the charges that the FBI had charged him with. He was never charged with the Twin Tower thing, apparently, on the FBI website. There were other charges, and I thought I heard the judge threw those charges out. So apparently there was no charges against Osama bin Laden, and I'm wondering if anybody else heard that.
Hmm.
If that was true, then we had no right to kill him or shoot him or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So anyway, I don't know. I tried to hear more on the television news, and maybe I didn't quite... I switched channel to channel. Maybe I didn't quite get it, but that's what I was wondering if anybody else heard that same thing.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We got Clarence from Macaulay.
Hi, Clarence.
Good afternoon. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Familiar with China manufacturing electric instruments for planes and the ships.
Mm-hmm.
America giving them the job.
Oh, yeah.
And today I got a letter from Pat Boone. You remember Pat Boone, the singer?
Mm-hmm.
He's with the 60-plus association, the seniors advocacy group, to repeal the death tax. The death tax was at 0% just last December. Today it's at 35%, and unless urgent action is taken, it will soon explode to a horrific 55%.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. The federal government will be able to take over half of whatever assets you have, instead of your home, your family, heirlooms, and your life savings being passed on to your loved ones. Liberals in the federal government will receive those assets to help pay for even more of the failed...
Well, I tell you how they're doing it. They're doing it with the seatbelt law. The seatbelt law is unconstitutional. You let them take one part of the Constitution away from you, they'll take the rest. You give him an inch, he'll take a yard.
Obama is on a carpet with his Libya warfare.
No, the thing I'm talking about is the people have to wake up. The seatbelt law is unconstitutional. The government has no right enforcing a law on a person that does not endanger other people other than himself. Go look it up.
Yeah, okay, good program,
okay?
Anyway.
Thanks. Yeah. Aloha.
Bye.
That's the seatbelt law, folks.
Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back with more of Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467-5467. Okay? And it doesn't necessarily need to be about cars. It can be on whatever. Okay? But the seniors tax, folks, that thing, taxing the seniors, is really upsetting me. You know, the seniors work hard all their life. And you're going to take money from them just because you want to go build a rail? Come on. Not good. Octane boosters, I do not recommend, folks. It's a waste of money. And it fouls up the spark plugs. So, you got to use either ethanol or mothballs. The gas is all down three numbers. The state did not tell you that, But this is the truth. The oil companies all asked the state if they could lower the octane three numbers if they have to put ethanol into the gas. The state said, yeah, okay, go ahead and lower it. So you don't get 92, you get 89. You don't get 89, you get 86. And you don't get 87, you get 84. Why don't they put the real numbers? That's our state. Okay, let's go to the next call.
Okay, we got your best friend on, Damien Farias.
Hey, Dinosaur.
Hey, how's it, George?
How are you doing?
Fine. You know, he was talking about transportation and stuff. There's something that I want your listeners to pay attention to. Only so far that I understand, car dealers have been surveyed. The state legislature is putting together a bill, and it looks like they may try to pass it. They will designate Young Brothers as the only carrier of freight between the islands.
Okay.
In sense, creating a monopoly for Young Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the Young Brothers is a company that operates, always owned by a company in Washington State, Salt Jack Company.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they're acting on that is, first, they acted on the ferry because it was bringing freight between the islands.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, you know that Pasha has got a temporary operating agreement with the legislature to service Maui and the Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that's going to be unfair competition. But what a lot of people, I don't know if they understand, Pasha is operating out of San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
They take on a load in San Diego. They come to the islands. They stop first in Hilo. They discharge freight. They pick up freight. Then they come to Honolulu. Discharge freight. Pick up freight. Then they go to Maui. Discharge freight. Pick up freight. And then they go back to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can get freight from Honolulu to Maui. So it takes them about 10 days to make a round trip, 10 to 12 days, which means they could only do two deliveries a month to the outside islands.
Mm.
So I don't know how this is going to affect and put Young Brothers out of business, except it gives the people of Hawaii one less option.
Yeah,
one less option. The other thing that people may not understand is Aloha Air cargo. You remember when Aloha Airlines filed and went out of business? The cargo division was making money. Salt Jack bought Aloha Air Cargo.
Mm.
They own Young Brothers. They own Aloha Air Cargo. They also own a petroleum company that they bought in Honolulu that distributes gasoline to all the dealers in Honolulu, and I think to the Big Island also.
Mm-hmm.
And you know for a fact, I've told you many times, our gasoline prices on Maui are 40 cents higher than on Hilo.
Mm-hmm.
And Maui is closer to Oahu than it is to Hilo.
So why is it higher?
I've been asking that question. Somebody said it's because our storage facility on Maui isn't big enough to hold a full load of fuel. So as a result, we have to get delivery of fuel more often. That was one of the...
I don't think so.
But the legislature is considering the proposal. I have told them that, when I was surveyed, I told them I didn't like the idea. But anyway, it not only will affect people trying to ship their cars, but, other people that's trying to ship furniture, or you got farmers that are trying to, there's a lot of things.
Everything.
I just don't like monopolies.
Yeah.
Because I'm involved in one where I think there's a monopoly, but nobody says anything, nobody will defend me. So, but anyway, monopolies is not good for competition.
Yep.
And the people are the ones eventually suffer because there's no way to negotiate price.
You have no choice.
Right. So I there hasn't been anything in the news yet because it's only a proposed law. And I understand that most of the legislators are signing on to propose it, have a hearing on it, and pass it. So we got to make sure that when the word comes out that anybody who's opposed to it, make sure the legislatures know they don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
That's all I have to tell you today. I had some other stuff, but I think I'll stop by your office.
The question I have for you, did you register for the bash?
I was told by the man running the bash that I don't have to register, that I'm an honorary invitee and I will sit at his table.
Okay.
Okay.
We have to have you there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, George.
Thanks.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. The Nifty's 50s and 60s bash for 2011 will be on October 14th. That's a Friday night at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to 12 midnight. It's an excellent bash, excellent food, all old music. It's you see all your friends and graduates from all over there. We have people coming from Japan and England. So it's pretty neat. I mean, you can reserve the whole table if you want and whatever. And hopefully Damien Farias, Earl Char, and Bob Sato and all those racers will be all on one table, making a riot, as usual.
How are they going to fit all of you on one table?
One on top of the other.
Okay. Well, how big is the table? I mean, how many seats?
It seats 10.
10. There's going to be more than 10 of you on the table.
Then we connect another table. And whoever's on the other table, we put them out in the lobby. How's that? Okay? So, anyway, you can register by going to, on your computer, to NiftyOldiesBash.net. NiftyOldiesBash.net. Or call 239-5360 or 834-1256. Okay? Anyway.
It's coming up real soon.
Yeah, real soon. Real soon. Just wanted to bring you up to speed as far as my oldest son, Todd. He's, I have just been noticing, and, you know, not because he's my son, but I'm noticing he's become very, very meticulous in his auto repair work that he does, and that's, you know, I'm very proud of him. He's coming out to be very, very good. He's one of the best mechanics you're going to have in Hawaii. Not because he's my son, but I call it like I see it. He's very good. Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5467 if you have a question or whatever. Okay, who's next?
We have Andy from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, aloha, George. I want to say thank your caller who talked about that bill that might be going through our legislature for making young brothers a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
That was a well expressed situation that we have with so little competition, and our legislators, instead of trying to make more competition, trying to make monopolies. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So your show really is such a breath of fresh air that we get the truth out.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like to hear it, though.
That is true. But that hasn't stopped you.
Yeah, we keep going.
Yeah. And your other caller called about socialism.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's a system where the politicians run everything. The government runs the means of production.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Super Ferry, talking about that, they want to make it the state Super Ferry.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty close to that definition of socialism, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. Okay.
And, yep, well, I hear the music. Great show as always, George. Love it.
Thanks.
Take care. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Again, happy Father's Day, folks. All you dads out there, hope you have a wonderful Father's Day. My dad's gone. I'm going to visit his grave tomorrow. So if your dad's still here, cherish him while he's still alive. Okay? So take care of each other. Drive carefully. And please don't drink and drive. And see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR. AM 690.